Okay, we're concluding on the Lord's Supper on question 104. I'll read it. It says, what is required to the worthy receiving of the Lord's Supper? So how do we worthily receive the Lord's Supper? And the answer is, it is required of them that would worthily partake of the Lord's Supper that they examine themselves of their knowledge to discern the Lord's body, of their faith to feed upon him, of their repentance, love, and new obedience, lest coming unworthily, they eat and drink judgment to themselves. And this is rather long. We got 6 verses to go over here. So number one, where it says, and knowledge to discern the Lord's body, it's talking about a self-examination of our understanding of Christ's suffering and death on the cross. And it's 1 Corinthians 11, verses 28 and 29. Says, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. So that's what that was addressing there. Not discerning the Lord's body, what the sacrifice of his suffering. All right, number two is a self-examination of your faith. And it is 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourself as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourself. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? And three, it is of their repentance, or our repentance, I'll say. And it says self-examination of our repentance for unconfessed sins. And that's 1 Corinthians 11:31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. So it was an internal critique. Number four is love. And it's our love for Christ, is specifically what that's talking about. And we have that in 1 Corinthians 10, verses 16 and 17. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, though many, are one bread and one body, for we all partake of that one bread. And number five, where it says, and new obedience, is 1 Corinthians 5, 7, and 8. Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. And then number six is just it's part of number one. It's actually the same scripture quotes, but it has to do with self-examination, that we don't bring judgment upon ourselves. And I'll read 1 Corinthians 11:28, 29 again. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body.